好，我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with all of you, beloved brothers and sisters.
啊，灵恩会的目的啊，为的是让我们属灵的生命能够得到奋兴。
The purpose of spiritual convocation is to allow our spiritual life to be revived.
啊，也让我们啊那个疲惫的啊这个双脚还有双臂啊，能够重新高举。
That we may once again lift our holy hands.
好，让啊我们在侍奉上，让我们在信仰啊路程的奔跑上，能够永不疲乏。
That in our service to God and in our own spiritual lives, we may not become weary.
我们都知道，当日以色列百姓啊，他们离开了埃及，往神所要他们去的迦南美地。
We know that as the Israelites left Egypt, they were pursuing after the land of Canaan, which God promised to them.
对于今天呢，啊，弟兄姐妹来说，预表着我们将要离开我们所处的这个世界，往那将来天国永生的荣耀啊的国度啊来前进。
And for us today, this symbolizes that we will leave this world to pursue after the heaven which God gives to us.
而旷野路啊，也预表着当我们在信主之后啊，我们在人生的一些历练跟啊这个磨难。
And the wilderness represents our life after we believe in Christ, the different things that we will encounter.
当啊这个摩西蒙神选召之后
，After God chose Moses，
神要摩西啊去见法老王。
God wanted Moses to meet Pharaoh。
啊，要摩西对法老王这么说。
And he wanted Moses to speak to Pharaoh, saying。
我们来看出埃及记的第三章。
Let's refer to Exodus chapter 3。
出埃及记三章
，Exodus chapter 3，
十八节
，verse 18。
十八节，他们必听你的话。你和以色列的长老要去见埃及王，对他说：“主希伯来人的神遇见了我们，现在求你容我们往旷野去，走三天的路程，为要祭祀主我们的神。”我们再看第五章的三节。
Let's also read chapter 5, verse 3.
五章第三节，他们说：“希伯来人的神遇见了我们，求你容我们往旷野去走三天的路程，祭祀主我们的神，免得他用瘟疫、刀兵攻击我们。”我们再看八章的二十七节。
It's also referred to chapter 8, verse 27.
八章二十七节。
Chapter 8, verse 27.
我们要往旷野去走三天的路程，照着主我们神所吩咐我们的祭祀他。啊，在这里我们看到，无论是这个神对摩西所说，或者是摩西跟法老王所要求的。
Here we see that whether it was God speaking to Moses or Moses speaking to Pharaoh.
提到他们要走三天的路程。
There is also always the mention of going 3 days journey.
为什么要走三天路程？
So why is there a need for a 3 days journey?
走一天不行吗？
Is not 1 day good enough?
走半天不行吗？
Or half a day?
为什么一定要三天的路程？
Why is it that there had to be 3 days?
三天的路程又有什么样的意义在里头？
And what kind of meaning is hidden in these 3 days?
所以早上小弟想，借着这个三天的路程啊，来做分享。
So this morning, I would like to use this topic, 3 days journey, as our sharing.
我们知道以色列百姓啊，他们在雅各啊，叫做约瑟当宰相的时候，雅各全家下埃及。
We know that after Joseph became prime minister, that the entire family of Jacob also came down to Egypt.
照圣经的记载，当时的人数不多，大概70个人。
According to the recording in the Bible, when the people went to Egypt, there was about 70 of them.
到了埃及。去这个寄居啊。
Now after they went to Egypt,
神虽然安排歌珊地一块地方跟埃及人隔离起来。
God arranged for them to have their own land that was separate from the Egyptians.
让这个雅各的他们的子孙就是以色列人在那边这个寄居的牧羊昌盛繁荣。
And this allowed all the people, all the family of Joseph to gather together and to live with one another.
直到后来要出埃及的时候，他们将近有200万的人口。
Until later on, we see that when they left Egypt, there was 2 million of them.
虽然在歌山地与埃及人有所隔离啊。
And so while they were living in the land of Goshen, they were separate from the Egyptians.
但是不可否认的，他们所见所闻，他们一切的这个经贸来往啊，都跟埃及有密切的关系。
However, you cannot deny the fact that they will interact with the Egyptians.
看的是埃及的景象。
Because what they see are the things of Egypt.
听的是埃及的言语音乐。
The things they hear are the music and the words of the Egyptians.
吃的或许有埃及的食物。
And perhaps they even eat what the Egyptians eat.
穿着房子可能都渐渐的模仿埃及。已经埃及化了。
And maybe their style of dress and the way they build their houses may have been assimilated by the Egyptian ways.
对当时来说，埃及是一个文明的国家。
You can say that the Egyptians were an advanced culture or
civilization. 其他在他周围的这些国家。
They had surpassed all the other kingdoms.
他的文化是个强势的文化。
And their civilization was a strong one.
所以各国向他看齐。
And that's why many nations look to them.
各国争相模仿。
And many nations wanted to imitate them.
这个是强势文化的优势。
And so this is the advantage of being an advanced civilization.
相对于这个以色列人来说。
And so if you say, talk about the Israelites.
埃及已经进入到农业的时代里头。农业种田的。
The Egyptians had entered into the era where they were farming.
但以色列人还仍然是在游牧放羊的这个阶段而已。
Yet the Israelites were only able to plant and grow things.
所以我们知道这个农业文化是比这个游牧文化来的先进。
游牧。
放羊的这种牧羊的文化。
Okay, so we know that farming is more advanced than shepherding.
那在这个文化来说，这个埃及是强势，强过于以色列。
So you can say that the Egyptians are stronger than the Israelites.
以人数、以种族来说埃及人更是多于以色列人。
And if you compare the number of people the Egyptians had, they are much greater than the Israelites.
所以以色列人在这样的一个环境，在这样一个文化的冲击之下，不难会被埃及化，会被同化掉。
And so you can see that living in such a strong society, it's natural that the Israelites will lose themselves.
所以这也是为什么神要他们在歌山地把他们做一个隔离
And that's why God wanted the Israelites to live in the land of Goshen so that they may be separate.
尽量避免被同化掉的命运
So that they do not become assimilated by the Egyptians.
但是多多少少还是会受到埃及文化的影响
But of course, to some degree, they will be influenced by Egyptian culture.
所以我们可以从后来以色列人他们出了埃及到旷野路上的表现，可以看出埃及对他们的影响有多大。
So we can see how much of an influence the Egyptians have had on the Israelites when they are in the wilderness.
比如说吃的方面。
For example, on what they eat.
我们来看民数记。
Let's refer to the Numbers.
民数记的十一章。
Numbers chapter 11.
民数记十一章第四节。
Numbers chapter 11 verse 4.
四节，他们中间的闲杂人大起贪欲的心，以色列人又哭嚎说：“谁给我们肉吃呢？”第五节
，verse five，
我们记得在埃及的时候，不花钱就有鱼就吃鱼，也记得有黄瓜、西瓜、韭菜、葱、蒜。六节
，six，
现在我们的心血枯竭了，除了这玛瑙之外，我们眼前并没有别的东西。我们从吃是一个可以说是文化这个最主要的表现。
You can say that eating is the best example to show what kind of civilization you have.
什么样的民族，什么样的文化，就有什么样的饮食
Certain types of nationalities will eat a certain type of things.
所以我们看这个以色列人他们在吃的方面已经被埃及化了。
So you can say that the Israelites, in terms of eating, they've already assimilated the Egyptian ways.
想到的就是埃及的食物。
Because the things they think about are the delicacies of Egypt.
再来，在喝水方面。
furthermore on what they drink.
两次的米利巴水事件
twice in the waters of Meribah.
他们同样的向摩西抗议，我们要回埃及去。
They complained to Moses saying, we want to return to Egypt.
当摩西差遣十二个探子去窥探迦南地。
And when Moses sent the 12 spies to look at the land of Canaan,
这个探子报好报坏信息，两个探子报好信息。
10 spies reported negative reports and 2 reported good reports.
引起整个百姓的军心涣散。
And this caused chaos amongst the Israelites.
他们的决定是什么？
And what was their conclusion?
另外选首领带他们回埃及。
Let's choose a new leader and to return to Egypt.
不是去其他的地方。
Not to go to anywhere else.
回埃及。
But to return to Egypt.
可见这个埃及在他们的心目中有多大的影响力。
And so you can see how great of an impact Egypt has had on their hearts.
心中想的都是埃及。
Because in their hearts, the only thing they think about is Egypt.
埃及的饮食。
The delicacies and enjoyments of Egypt.
埃及的美好，埃及的一切。
All the good things and other things of Egypt.
人连这个摩哦啊亚伦所造出的这个牛犊啊，也是埃及的。
And even the golden calf which Aaron built was from Egypt.
所以这让我们想起说，为什么当时神要摩西造会幕的时候，连那一针一线啊帐篷怎么织？线要什么颜色？要规定的如此的详尽呢、
That's no wonder that when God wanted Moses to build the ark and the tabernacle, everything had to be followed according to what God said.
这个供桌要怎么样造
？How the work should be done？
为什么要这么的详尽？难道这是以色列百姓是幼稚园不会做吗
？Why is it that God had to be so detailed and require so much? Is it that the people did not know what they were doing？
目的没有其他，就是要去埃及化。
There was no other reason but to remove the Egyptian ways from them.
如果只是说你们做桌子，他可能造出来就是埃及式的。
They may, if God said just make a table, then they probably would have built an Egyptian table.
会幕建起来就好像埃及的偶像庙一样。
And if God just said build a tabernacle, they might have built a shrine like the Egyptian idols.
所以这就是为什么神要他们走三天的路程的原因啊。
And so this is the purpose why God wanted them to take this 3 days journey.
远离埃及。
To depart from Egypt.
弃绝埃及。
To reject Egypt.
走了三天的路程，再也看不到埃及了。
Because in their 3 days journey, they would never see Egypt again.
再也听不到埃及的声音了。
They would never hear the sounds of Egypt.
神要用空间来免来减低啊。这些以色列百姓对埃及的这个思念。
God wanted to use space to remove the Israelites from Egypt.
要去掉他们这个被埃及文化深深的影响。
To remove the influences that Egyptian culture had on the Israelites.
埃及只不过是你们暂居之地。
Because Egypt was just a temporary dwelling place.
不是你们永远的住所。
It is not your eternal lasting dwelling place.
所以要帮他们去除埃及化。
So God wanted to help them remove the Egyptian lifestyle.
这也是要摩西要求三天的路程主要的原因。
And this is the main principal purpose why Moses asked for this 3-day journey.
我们从这个角度来思考，我们今天在我们国外的这些信徒。
And so if we think about our members in the country today from this perspective.
我们都是来自于其他的国家。
We realize that we come to a country where there are many different nationalities.
从中国大陆来，从台湾来，或从这个亚洲各地来。
We know there are many people from mainland China or Taiwan or from the eastern countries.
或许有一些是在这里在本地出生的。
And there are some who have been born here.
但是我们没有一个人敢说我完全没有受美国文化影响。
But none of us can say that we have not been influenced by American culture at all.
我的以小弟的两个儿子来说。
You can just look at my 2 sons, for example.
每次吃饭的时候，只要端上来的是中国式的菜他们就很少会动筷子，都是要我们帮他夹的。
For example, whenever there is Chinese food on the table, they will barely move their chopsticks. We would have to give them food with our own chopsticks.
但是如果从外面买回来什么披萨啦，买回来这麦当劳不用跟他夹他自己都会去拿了。
But if we were to bring back pizza or McDonald's, Then you don't even have to tell them to get food. They will just grab the food on their own.
哦，因为饮食已经受到当地的哈、哦、这个哦我们美国的、哦、文化的影响。
Because what they eat has already been influenced by American culture.
哦，所以每次哈、哦、学生联恩会的时候。我们也都可以看得出来。
So every time when we have student spiritual convocation, you can see this.
如果煮的是 spaghetti, 都吃光光了。
If you cook spaghetti, then it'll be eaten completely.
但如果是中国式的炒面，我看来会剩一大堆。
But if it's Chinese style 炒面, then there'll be a lot of leftovers.
就没有一个人敢说我们没有受到这个美国文化的影响。
So none of us can say that we have never been influenced by the American culture.
如果再扩大一点。
But if you take, expand things,
以世界来说,
and you look on a global scale,
埃及预表的这个世界,
Egypt represents this world.
没有一个人不受这个世界的影响,
and nobody has not been influenced by the world.
想的、住的、吃的、喝的、穿的都深受这个世界文化潮流的影响。
What we think about, where we live, and what we wear.
所以我们从这个角度来思考这个三天的路程的意义啊。
And so from this perspective, let's consider what is the meaning of this three-day journey.
对于我们今天的基督徒来说
，As Christians today,
神要我们怎么做
？What does God want us to do？
神要我们不要把所有的心思意念单单只放在这个世界上。
God wants us to not just put our own emphasis and thoughts on this world.
因为这会阻止你出埃及的意愿。
Because this will prevent you from departing from Egypt.
会阻止你啊，走这个旷野路，到达那个永生的天国的意愿。
This will prevent you from walking through the wilderness to reach the eternal land.
果然，当摩西向这个法老王提出这样请求的时候，被拒绝了。
We see that when Moses had this request to Pharaoh, he was rejected.
经过神兴起的十样的灾这个来惩罚埃及啊。
And it was only after the 10 plagues which God used to punish the Egyptians
这个法老王啊，逐渐的软化
that Pharaoh finally weakened his heart.
但是我们也可以看出啊，他针对摩西的要求啊，还是不肯放松。
However, we see that Pharaoh still was unwilling to grant Moses' request.
仍然是一步一步的想要把以色列百姓啊绑在埃及里头
But rather he continually tried to maintain and to hold the Israelites in Egypt.
今天这个世界的王就是魔鬼啊。
Today the king of this world is Satan.
如同当日的埃及法老王一样。
It's just like Pharaoh of Egypt.
要把我们这个已经属于神的百姓。
He's trying to take us, those who already belong to God.
已经出黑暗。入奇妙光明里国度里头的选民了。
Those who have already entered from darkness into light.
处心积虑的要把我们留在这个世界。
To keep us here in this world.
不要我们出这个世界。
So that we cannot leave it.
不要让我们的心思意念向往神那个永生的国度。
He's unwilling to let us take our minds off of the world and to see the eternal world that God prepares for us.
我们来看法老王怎么做。
So let's see what Pharaoh did.
我们首先来看这个、第一个哈
，the first point，
我们看，
worship God, we often do the same thing.
看看七日, 为什么会用牛车来用约柜?
Just think about the time when they used the oxen and the cart to move ark.
其中有一点也是他们便利处事。
One is because of
舒服,
because of comfort.
当日神吩咐, 这个立位, 约柜是要用肩膀,
and we know that in the past God commanded the Levites that the ark must be carried.
所以把首领所献的牛车、牛，通通给拿起那个搬运会幕的，或者是那一些设备。
That's why the oxen and the cart were used to move the other things of the tabernacle.
唯独约柜啊，一定要用肩膀。
However, the ark itself must be carried on the shoulder. This was the decree of God. Of course, there's a spiritual meaning behind this. We must acknowledge God as the greatest. To please Him. To walk with
Him.
But this is the method that God wants to use. God wants you to use His method to worship Him.
不可以改变,
you can't change
it. 就如同在立位记里有关献祭,
just like in the book of Leviticus where it records the different things regarding sacrifice.
不能够照人自己的意思,
you can't do it according to man's ways.
照神的吩咐,
but you have to do it according to how God
commands.
So today when we worship God, we have to worship Him in the way that He wants us to worship. You can't do things out of your own convenience. Or because of some other motives. Just like way above. He himself also created a cow. And he got rid of the priest. And he changed the dates. Because he had his own motives behind everything.
他对百姓所宣达的，并不是说我们今天改拜牛神。
He never said to the people, today we will change gods and worship the cow god.
而是说，我们来拜这个领你们祖先出埃及的神。
But he said, let us worship the God who led your forefathers out of Egypt.
但是他用人的方法去祭祷神的方法。
He used his own ways to take place of God's way.
这个是不可以。
You can't do this.
所以这里法老王他。
So here we see Pharaoh saying, just worship here in Egypt. It's convenient. You don't need to go out to the wilderness.
在这里啊,
it's more comfortable here.
啊,
it's much more comfortable than the wilderness.
又要走路,
because in the wilderness, you have to go out and you have to have the sun on you. Moses said, this is not right.
魔鬼,
and so what is the difference between Satan and the true God? So today when we worship, we have to be watchful on this point.
在讲求舒适跟便捷的同时，不要失去了那个拜神的本意。
That in all aspects, we never lose the true purpose of worship.
当小弟还在纽约皇后教会侍奉的时候，
remember that when I was still serving in the Queen's Church, some of the members asked if they could branch out to Flushing.
理由不外乎啊,
their purpose was it was more convenient.
甚至还有人说啊，那这样我们聚完会之后啊，顺便去超级市场买买东西啊，也更方便。
And other members said, hey, this is true, then after service, it's even more convenient for us to go shopping.
那也有人说，这样我们就不用车辆接送了。
And then they would say, then if we do this, then we don't have to have cars to take people back and forth to church.
当然这个都很好，小弟不否定这个。
And I won't deny that these aren't good things.
那值得我们去思考的。
Thank you. all the benefits of there are good.
你要移民吗？有问题？好，我有移民讲座。
So if you want to immigrate, then they can help you immigrate.
你要学英文吗？我有。
If you want to learn English, then we have English class.
你要学什么才艺吗？我有各式的才艺班。
No matter what kind of skill you want to learn, we can have a class for you.
你要什么，我给你什么。
Whatever you want, I can give to you.
试问，在那样的冲击之下，在那样的利益考量之下。
But I ask you, under those circumstances,
单单考量好处、舒服的、这个出发点和分设出的教会和迁移出去的信徒，能够经得起这样的诱惑跟试炼。
Can if you branch a church for this main purpose, will that church be able to stand?
所以在这里摩西断了拒绝。
Therefore, here we see Moses rejected the offer.
要去埃及。
Must depart from the ways of Egypt.
在这里拜真神，在埃及拜真神不相宜。
Because to worship God in Egypt is not right.
我们看法老王他又怎么讲。
So let's see what else Pharaoh said.
我们继续看二十八节。
Let's read verse 28.
二十八节，法老对我法老说我容你们在我容你们去在旷野祭祀主你们的神，只是不要走得很远，求你们为我。祈祷，二十九节。
Verse 29.
摩西说：“我要出去求神，使成群的苍蝇明天离开法老和法老的臣仆，并法老的百姓。法老却不可再行诡诈，不容百姓去祭祀，祭祀神。”这里这个法老王听到摩西这么斩钉截铁的拒绝所以他又他让步啊。
So when Moses rejected Pharaoh's initial request, then Pharaoh backed off a little.
要去去吧
It's like, well, fine, if you want to go, then go.
但是不要走太远哦
Just don't go too far.
意思是说欢迎回来
Which is to say, I welcome you to come back.
如果在旷野觉得不舒服赶快回来
He's saying that, well, if you find the wilderness to not be to your liking, then quickly come back.
觉得不好玩的时候欢迎回来
Whenever you feel it's not as fun anymore, come back.
不要走太远
Just don't go too far.
不要走太远这仿佛是我们经常听到的一句话
Don't go too far is a word we often hear.
信耶稣不要太迷了。
When you believe in Jesus, don't become too blind.
不要太深入，太投入。
Don't invest too much into it.
有去聚会就好。
Just go to service, that's good enough.
不一定每一场都去。
You don't need to go to every service.
不一定安息日去。
You don't necessarily have to go on the Sabbath.
不一定要参与圣工。
You don't need to partake of holy work.
就如同这里法老所说的，不要走太远。
It's the same as what Pharaoh said. Don't go too far.
我们很多弟兄姐妹蒙神拣选进了恩典门
Many of the members have received God's grace and entered the door of salvation.
可惜的，一直没有离开道理的开端
But the pitiful thing is they have never left from the initial stages.
没有往前直走。
They have not stepped forward and walked forward.
仿佛一直停留这个门旁
But instead, they just stand at the door.
随时有夺门而出的这个考量
And so they always have this temptation to take a step out.
看一看这个教会不合我意，我马上就离开。
So they'll just take a look and say, well, this church doesn't suit my needs, and they leave.
什么人的脸色我不满意，我就离开。
He goes, someone gave me a dirty look, so I'm leaving now.
什么信息我不满意，我就离开。
Well, there's this news, I don't want to hear it, I want to leave.
老是站在门旁
They're always standing at the door.
我们都知道如果你搭这个地铁啦，或者是搭这个火车搭在那个门上面都会写着叫你不要站在那边。
If you've ever rode the subway or the train, you'll see a sign that says "Do not stand by the door."
为什么
？Why is that?
太危险了。
Because it's too dangerous.
门一开，人就摔出去了。
Because as soon as the door opens, you'll fall out.
站在门旁很危险的。
Standing by the door is dangerous.
我们的信仰不能够只站在门旁。
And so our own faith, we can't just stand by the door.
要么深入要离开
We must depart.
离开埃及。
Depart from Egypt.
远离埃及。
To flee from Egypt.
所以不能够老是停留在门旁。
So we can't just stay at the door.
走在这个信仰的边缘。
We can't just walk on the boundary of our faith.
因为这是很危险的。
Because it's very dangerous.
在遵守道理也是这样。
And when we keep the words of God, it's the same.
守在这个边缘就好。
We can't just say, as long as I'm at the very edge, the boundary.
年轻人经常在问什么是犯奸淫。
That's why a lot of the youth will ask, what does it mean to commit fornication?
具体的跟我讲。
They go, be as detailed as possible.
我可以做到什么样的程度?
Up to what extent can I do certain things?
再接下去一步啊，我就犯奸淫了。
Right at the edge where one more step will lead me into fornication.
跟我讲，我就走在这个边缘就好。
Just tell me and then I will walk at this edge.
这都是很危险的事情啊。
These are all very dangerous.
所以法老王跟摩西讲，不要走太远。
That's why Pharaoh told Moses, don't go too far.
用意啊, 还是要把他们留在埃及啊。
Because the purpose is he wanted them to stay in Egypt.
魔鬼今天要我们信耶稣, 信得不要太投入。
And so saying he wants to, he says, okay, if you want to serve God, just don't go too deep into it.
不要太热心,
don't be too fervent.
目的还是要我们爱世界。
And the reason is because he wants us to love the world still.
不要做魔鬼的计。
Don't fall into his tactics.
再来,我们来看。 第十章，出埃及记第十章，
Exodus chapter 10，
第七节，
verse 7，
七节法老的臣仆对法老说：“这人啊，为我们的网罗要到几时呢？容这些人去啊，侍奉主他们的神啊！埃及已经败坏了，你还不知道吗？”八节，于是。 摩西亚伦被召回来见法老，法老对他们说：“你们去侍奉主你们的神，但那要去的是谁呢？”第九节。Verse 9。摩西说：“我们要和我们老的、少的、儿子、女儿同去，且把羊群、牛群一同带去，因为我们务要向神守节。”第十节。10。法老对他们说：“啊。” 我容你们和你们的妇人、孩子去的时候，神啊与你们同在吧。你们要谨慎，因为有祸在你们眼前。11节。11。不可都去，你们这些啊这壮年人去侍奉神吧，因为啊这是你们所求的。于是把他们从法老面前撵出去。啊，法老又再度的让步了。
So here we see Pharaoh taking another step back. This occurred only after God punished them some more. Pharaoh finally promised them to go 3 days' journey. But here Pharaoh has a request.
不可都去,
you can't all go.
壮年人去就好,
just these strong men.
哎, 其他人留下来,
the rest of you should stay.
我们想想看, 走得离开埃及吗?
So you can see, would they be able to depart from Egypt?
你的妻儿都在埃及,
if your family is still in Egypt,
你还是会回来的,
then of course you'll go back.
哦, 所以我们一直啊, 在强调, 一直在推动这个全家信主,
and this is why we continually emphasize the whole family believing in Christ.
为什么要全家信主?
Why is it that we want the entire family to believe in the Lord?
我们都知道我们的信仰, 会有高低起伏的时候。
We know our faith will have its ups and downs.
哦, 没有人啊, 能够一直保持着100度的热忱啊。
No one can remain 100% fervent their whole entire life.
哦, 所以当个人的信仰陷入低潮的时候,
So when your own faith is on its low point,
哎, 如果是全家都信主啊,
If your entire family believes in the Lord, 哎,
其他人就可以拉一把,
Then they can help pull you up,
哦, 安慰, 劝勉,
To comfort and encourage you.
那如果只有一个人啊,
But if there's only one believer,
那就很危险了,
then it's very dangerous.
你就会跌倒,
because you will fall.
如同传道书那边说, 孤身跌倒, 谁能扶起他呢?
Just like the book of Ecclesiastes says, if one falls alone, who can pick him up?
哦, 所以在这里啊, 我们看出, 魔鬼在我们身上的诡计啊, 也是如此。
And so you can see, Satan uses the same tactics in our life.
不让我们全家都归主,
he prevents our entire family from believing in the Lord.
总是想把我们家人留在,
He tries to keep parts of our family in this world.
让你啊,这个挂心,不放心,
so that you may lose heart and not be able to trust.
让你啊,割舍不下,
so that you cannot put your baggage down.
所以很多弟兄姐妹在一时的软弱,这个嫁娶的没有信主的这个对象之后,
That's why many people, after they marry someone who is not in the church,
啊, 就有这样的一个考验,
they have the same test. 啊,
小孩长大要洗礼了,
their children grow up and time for baptism comes.
另外一半, 啊, 他就不同意了,
But their spouse disagrees.
哇，很难过。
And so they feel very sorrowful.
除非你对信仰也是可有可无啊。
Unless you can have absolute assurance in your faith.
不然你怎能受得了眼睁睁看着你亲爱的儿女你的挚爱往地狱里头直奔。
Then you have no choice but to watch your family walk towards hell.
哦，你怎么能忍受他们整个生命里头没有耶稣啊？
How can you stand having their entire life without Jesus?
一定会很难过。
Of course you will be sorrowful.
所以这个就是为什么我们一直勉励一直强调不要嫁娶这个不同信仰的主要的原因。
And this is why we continually to encourage and emphasize marrying in the Lord.
全家出埃及。
You must have your entire family to depart from Egypt.
而不是只有你个人出埃及。
And not just you yourself.
所以这里我们看到魔鬼的另外一种很强这个很强势的做法就是用人情来捆绑你。
And so this is the other method we see Satan uses. He will use your relationships to have a grasp on you.
之前小弟在台湾罗东教会在那边负担在教会对面有一个信徒啊。
In the past, when I was in the Lodan Church in Taiwan, across the street was a member.
他们原本整个家族都是信这个另外一个基督教会的。
Originally, the entire family belonged to a different Christian church.
而且他的先生也在那个教会这个被案例为长老。
And actually, the husband of this family was an elder in that church.
后来这个姐妹因为亲戚有人来信我们真耶稣教会所以也带领她过来查考，得了圣灵，明白了。
And so later on, because of a sister who was related to them believed in Christ, she also brought that family to our church.
所以她最大的心愿就是能够带领家人来信来归入真道。
So because one of the family members believed in our church, then this sister's hope was to bring the entire family to our church.
这一对夫妻很恩爱。
And this couple were very loving.
但是只能一个礼拜爱五天。
But they could only love each other for 5 days a week.
到了第六天到了星期天就要吵架了。
Because on the sixth and on Sabbath and Sunday, they would argue.
到了礼拜六安息日太太要来真耶稣教会。
On Saturday, the Sabbath, the wife wanted to come to True Jesus Church.
先生就不来了。
And the husband wouldn't go.
礼拜天。
And then on Sunday,
先生去长老去这个其他的教会。
The husband would go to a different church.
太太不去。
And the wife would not go.
先生又是长老。
And then the husband was an elder.
在他的教会弟兄姐妹一问那个长老娘呢？
And then
讲不出来
The people in his church would ask, "Where is your wife?"
心里很气
And he couldn't say anything, so he was upset.
有一天，这个长老他的先生跟他讲，干脆我们离婚算了。
And then one day, this elder said to his wife, "Let's just get a divorce."
我很痛苦
Because I'm so pained.
所以我们干脆离婚算了。
So let's just divorce and say forget it.
我们这个姐妹告诉他。
But the sister told him.
你离婚的理由是什么
？What's your reason for divorcing me?
不同信仰，不同教会，你不跟我同心
And he said, "Because you're of a different faith, not of the same church, you're not in one with me."
那既然不能够跟我同心。
And so if you're not one with me,
那我们就离婚嘛。
Then we might as well divorce.
姐妹说如果你跟法官讲
And then so the sister said, "Well, if you tell this to the judge,
你想法官会怎么想
？What do you think the judge will say?
你自己再看看圣经。
He was look in the Bible.
你当到长老。
You're an elder.
你难道不知道圣经是怎么规定
？Don't you know what the Bible says?
有关休妻如果不是因为奸淫的缘故
，that unless it's because of adultery.
那你就是叫我做淫妇。
Then you cannot divorce me, so then you're telling me to be an adulterous person.
所以我们这个姐妹为了信仰的缘故
And so for her own principles of her faith,
非常的坚持，但也受了很多的苦。
She suffered a lot.
到最后还是神开路。
But in the end, God opened the way.
在她先生这个后来罹患这个骨癌的时候
，That later on when her husband had cancer.
两边的教会都关怀，都祷告。
And both churches prayed for her.
最后是她自己本人在祷告的事上，她体会到她太太这30年来如此的执着的原因。
It was finally in his prayer that he finally experienced the 30 years of suffering that his wife went through.
因为啊，当这个他的先生呢、啊，啊，在祷告用他悟性的祷告结束之后啊，心里还是非常的不安。
Because one time after praying and understanding, this husband was still uncomfortable in his heart.
啊，道理，哦，他知道。人离世，基督徒是要到神那边去。
He knows the truth in the Bible, saying a Christian after he dies will go to heaven.
啊，但是心里啊，老是有一种没有踏实的感觉。
But in his heart, he had this unsettling feeling.
好，啊，所以后来他想起哈，啊，这个我们教会的祷告。
And then he thought about the prayer of our church.
啊，反正也是没事嘛，啊，念哈利路亚也是。也不是一件坏事。
And he thought, well, it's no big deal anyways. Saying hallelujah means to praise the Lord.
哦，所以他就试着用我们教会教导的祷告。
And so he tested the prayer that we teach in our church.
感谢神，他得到圣灵。
I thank God that he received the Holy Spirit.
他终于明白为什么他的太太如此的坚持的原因。
And he understood why his wife maintained her faith.
也明白自己是何等的愚昧。
And he realized how foolish he had been.
哦，所以归信。我们教会
and so he was baptized into our church.
后来安然主耶稣接回
and then he was received by God in peace.
啊，也了却了我们这个姐妹哦，她的这个心愿
and this also fulfilled the desire of the sister.
哦，所以啊，人情啊，往往是魔鬼啊，要把我们留在这个世界啊的一个最强而有力的一个方法
and so our relationships with different people is one of the most powerful tactics that Satan has to keep us in this world.
哦，这个我们要胜过。
And we have to transcend this.
再来，我们再看二十四节，十章二十四节。
Let's also read verse 24 of chapter 10.
二十四节，法老就召摩西来说：“你们去侍奉啊神，只是你们的羊群、牛群要留下，你们的妇人、孩子可以和你们同去。”二十五节
，25.
摩西说：“你总要把祭物和燔祭牲交给我们，使我们可以祭祀主我们的神。”二十六节
，26.
我们的牲畜也要带去，连一体也不留下，因为我们要从其中取出来侍奉我们啊，侍奉主我们的神。我们未到那里，还不知道用什么侍奉神。这里呀、啊，法老又再一次的让步啊。
Here we see that Pharaoh once again steps backward.
好，全家要去都去吧。
I said, fine. Well, if you want your entire family to go, then go.
嘿，财产留下来。
But leave your possessions.
想想看哈，财产留下来，还有人能够走得开埃及吗
？Think about this. If you leave your possessions, are you able to leave Egypt?
主耶稣说哈，财宝在哪里啊？你的心就在哪里啊。
Jesus once said, "Where your treasure is, there your heart shall be also."
魔鬼就是想把我们的心给绑在这个世界上。
Satan is trying to get our hearts tied up in this world.
让我们所有的精力、所有的心思意念都只局限在这个世界。
So that all our efforts and thoughts stop here in this world.
甚至信耶稣的目的、啊、也是为了改善今生的生活而已、啊。
To the point where believing in Christ is only to add to our lifestyle.
魔鬼不怕你多有钱啊。
Satan doesn't care or fear how much money you have.
他只怕你啊，心向着耶稣啊。
He only fears if your heart is turned to God.
哦，所以魔鬼想尽办法要把我们的心绑在世界上。
So Satan will find ways to tie our hearts to this world.
往往财物啊，财宝啊，钱财就是啊，其中一个方法。
And oftentimes, money and treasures of this world is one way.
我们看看罗德的太太。
Let's think about Lot's wife.
啊，罗德的太太为什么啊？她在啊这个出所多玛城之后啊，她要停下来。
Why did Lot's wife stop after she fled from Sodom?
啊，她为什么要回头
？Why did she want to turn around?
为什么？
Why?
因为他说的一切在那个城里头啊。
Because all of her possessions were in that city.
很讽刺的，罗德的太太不是被啊，不是死在索多玛城里啊。
And it's too bad that Lot's wife did not die in Sodom.
她是死在要通往得救的道路上。
But instead, she died as she was fleeing for her life.
值得我们去引为引以为鉴戒。
This is worth.Consideration.
不是死在世界上，而是死在信耶稣的道路上。
She didn't die on this world, but she died after she believed in Christ.
为什么
？Why is this?
因为心还在世界。
It's because her heart was still in the world.
让她停下来了。
And this caused her to stop.
让她走不到 那个永生的天国。
And this prevented her from walking to heaven.
好，所以今天我们都已经信耶稣了。
So today we have all believed in Jesus.
但是我们仍然还在这个城市当中。
But we are still in this city.
如同我们要出埃及一样。
It's just like we're leaving Egypt.
神要我们远离。
God wants us to depart.
如同当日要百姓走三天的路程。
Just like he wanted his people to go a 3 days journey.
要彻底的去埃及化。
To completely remove the influences of Egypt.
远离埃及。
To leave Egypt.
弃绝埃及。
To reject Egypt.
所以今天我们也是一样。
And today we are the same.
远离这个城市。
We must leave the city.
弃绝这个城市。
To reject the city.
如同保罗所说的。
Just like the Apostle Paul said.
万事已经看作粪土。
I've all seen all things as rubbish.
心里所追求的就只有耶稣基督。
And in my heart, the only thing I pursue is Jesus Christ.
唯一的至宝。
Because he is the only hope and assurance.
这样才能够真正离开埃及，踏上那前往应许之地迦南的这个达到这个果效。
So to depart from Egypt and to reject it is the only way we can launch out to pursue after the land of Canaan.
以罗德的太太为我们见解。
And we can use Lot's wife as our symbolic example.
愿我们都能够到达神所要赏赐给我们的荣耀的天国。
May we all be able to receive the glory that God has awaiting for us in heaven.
而不是在旷野上倒闭。
And not to lose and fail in the wilderness.